I'll still be here, but I'll be getting. So remind me.
I have my usual seminar.
No. Four of my children live in this room. One happens to be in with this village temporarily in Texas, actually, out of that building. And then one family lives in New York, the distribution in the church.
She's mentioned pretty great.
Yeah. She took a year off to earn some money. Yes, 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 yes. All of these is about to check.
Actually, I don't know the other
document. It's
1 in 1.
Mm-hmm. That's about right.
I made a copy of this report.
You mean that? Mm-hmm. Nope, this is the last. We'll deal with this. And this is the last. She works for the fall. We'll start again in February when I get back to this. I have not made a complete survey of the entire yeshiva world. So when you ask,
you expect there would be a book, right? Or you
in the small particular samples that I have made, the answer is yes. But I'm extrapolating. I would assume so. I would assume that it's a matter of principle. No toleration of error is allowed. Factual error is not tolerated.
Mean by the factual error
on the part of the Gemara, on the part of the Rishonim.
Oh, I see.
In other words, you know, anything that's happened since the 16th century, like circulation of the blood and various other radical theories.
Not at all.
No. No, I think, you know, But, you know, it's not the first time that we've encountered it.
This is sort of new. It's not like a certain nature of love that is coming to the goal. I just wonder whether it may...
Yeah, well, this is also perhaps less convincing. All right, but anyway. So what do we have? This will be the last shiur devoted to this topic. We discussed that in the first of these shiur, and this relating to Chamesh HaSaminim, we found that there was some problems as to the actual identification, and we adopted Professor Felix's identification. The second thing that we found last time that we studied was that there was a machloket in the Rishonim as to what the definition of dread is, even assuming that you started out with flour, ordinary wheat flour or barley flour, in which there's no problem as to the identification of the flour. We saw that Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that if you made actual dough, kneaded dough, as opposed to a cake batter, as opposed to more fluid batter, then if you then process that dough in any way, any usual way for food purposes, for example, if you made macaroni or spaghetti out of it, or made a pasta out of it instead of making, say, a loaf of bread that was baked in the oven, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that counts as bread and is therefore not left in the house. The one problem that we had with Rabbeinu Tam, at least with the Tosfot, is that the Tosfot introduces the idea that something whose precise identification I don't know because of my lack of skill in medieval French, I'm assuming that it was noodles, but some things which are cooked out of actual dough that had you made macaroni or bread out of it would be lechem, don't have a status of lechem because it lacks turita benam. Doesn't look like bread. Because if we mean by bread that's actually baked in the oven, a slice of whole wheat or rye or whatever bread, then of course we understand that when we cook it, it may degenerate and not looking like bread. But what does it mean to say that noodles don't look like bread when spaghetti does look like bread? That's a slight problem, and to show you that it's not just my problem, let's take a look in the Shuvah Beginas Varodim that I Xeroxed for you. You'll have plenty of trouble reading this also because I don't know the Arabic word that he uses. But we'll be able to make our way through it to see at least what are the things that are problem. So it's my page 56. It's a Sephardic club from the Middle Eastern community. And my friend about the 18th century, I would guess. I don't know. Garcinin Beresh Perakamaniach that Lama Taiman the boy the Mehabi Hasida the Kayan Mili the Nizikim. Someone who wants to be a Hasid should fulfill the laws of civil law. Rava Amar Lakayan Mili the Avos, Speaker the Amar Lakayan Mili the Bochs. That you can be a tzaddik by being medaktik, not only by being honest in your business practices, but also by being careful with Rachov. So we'll skip the first paragraph. All of that is an introduction as to why he's writing a long 6 or 7 page tshuva on the dealing with Rachov. It's a good thing to do, since we're convinced of that. Anyway, because that's what we're studying this semester, we might as well. When they would make some dough in order to cook it, make a pasta out of it by boiling it in water or frying it in oil, he would not make a motzi on the spaghetti or the macaroni or whatever, or the fried bread. But a bagel is baked after it's cooked. Yeah. We discussed bagels last time.
Yeah.
But this is, but he's saying that when they would make in his house some macaroni or pasta, right? He would not make a bracha b'chad ha-motzi on it, but gam lo haya ochel oto b'lo ha-motzi. And then on the other hand, he wouldn't eat it without making a motzi. In other words, he was confused, or he was worried that the halacha might be like Rabbi Natan. Ela haya mavarech alechem acher ha-motzi, b'achaka haya ochla adkan. He would be sure that anytime he would have some pasta, he would be sure to have a sufficient slice of bread around so that he could wash and make a motzi on the bread and then eat the pasta with a clean conscience. But katav al zeh ben Yosef, shetah min hakzeh mishum de'isa shebli lata ava al dat labashla b'mashkim, v'dat rabbeinu shimshon ein lavarech ala ha-motzi d'lav lechem hu, v'l'dat rabbeinu tamzal kevan shebli lata ava habi lechem le'inyan halav hu adin le'inyan ha-motzi. This is a dispute between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shimshon, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, macaroni or pasta, even though it's not baked, has the status of bread. Well, lafukin nashem miplukta lo haya mavarech ala hamotzi, v'gam lo haya ochel ota b'lo hamotzi. V'da, shelo haya raharam tzorich l'inhok kein ba'al tariya, I assume that that's some kind of like itriot, like noodles, sh'arei katav Tosfot Harash prepared Kol Sha'ov Yilkot Chachala. That filo Rabbeinu Tam did not even chayva isa b'chala ein mevarchin aleha mishum b'let aleha tzoyti d'man. So that's our problem. That this rule did not apply to the eating of lakshin, because it doesn't have tzoyti d'man. I'm assuming that that's the correct translation. It's all based on consumption.
Is there a difference between
No. And so you cook spaghetti and water. V'yesh l'dakdeka l'aramba zed, avalai rov ma'aseh k'deyoyhem ha-chashivim, v'avidi l'mikveh elah yosu'uda. Everything, all types of pasta, are the starch, the principal starch content of a meal. V'shakos se'ivi liba, people fill up on spaghetti or macaroni or what have you. Lo yimanemet halukaim haya ochel maseke dera zeba dera kviyut im kein matzorik lebarek ala lechem tchila hara yu ifay velo lechem shaper matzi lebarek ala hamotzi v'shalosh brachot velo gara mishav pat kis v'kismin v'duktayo v'shukoveya suvudato ala mabarek hamotzi. If you're eating a full meal of spaghetti, not just the kazayim, a substantial meal made out of pasta, then you should make a wash and make a moat and bench on it, just like you would if you ate some cake. If you had enough cake, after all, the halacha is that even on cake, things that are definitely not a motzi lechem min ha'aretz, if you kovei a su'uda on them, you'd have to wash, make a motzi and bench. So why should a full meal of pasta be any different? Okay. V'im lo haya ochlo v'deh ha'kviyot, v'eino mikar su'da klav ha'ayach v'i sh'ochlo v'tok v'sudah kemen sh'lo v'am ha'kmat ha'su'da t'on v'o ha'lofan ha'vien in t'alvet v'b'chat ha'motzi. And he's asking, on the other hand, this is not such a strong question, if this spaghetti really isn't part of the meal, but it's just some side dish, then perhaps he should have to make a bracha on it in any event, like eating some dessert after the meal. V'ni'or l'tareitz, v'hachal mar l'kach, ha'bi'ochl v'nei purta v'havayyo maspik lo ma'at zeh l'kvo ha'su'udato. He would eat a small amount of this, like one might have one slice of bread. Ulafisha ma'asek deva yeshlo chashivut tvei mipata ba v'kismin mishum de ma'asek deva zayin tuva uvegili inshi l'mikvar le'su'uda tvei mipata ba v'kismin. Macaroni people make a meal out of as opposed to chocolate cake. L'kach hayom mistatek dilma chashivut zu goremet lo liyot nidon kepat gamur l'ideh. Mia the kaveh alav sugar lachen natzel misafek zeh hayom arayek ala pat tefila. So we're talking, he's saying, that Rami Rottenberg is presumably talking about a situation where you had a certain amount of pasta, but you had the amount of pasta that you actually were eating was similar to one slice of bread or two slices of bread, which don't constitute the entire meal. This pasta was only part of the meal, but wasn't a huge amount which would fill you up. ועוד יש לתרץ בקביעות פת הבאה בכסתין לדונוק הפת גמול המורך על המוצי בשלוש ברוכות אין לו שיעור מוגבל כמו שיעור אפילת פרס. Lahavi shiur shel shav abav beitzim, el kol min ma'achal yesh lo shiur li atzmao, shen hu mutan muzbal yesh lahavot b'shiuro, b'shen durach b'l b'sum l'shkia, ve'eno mutan b'vatzim yach b'chashet b'yutha, u'kvar hulchak b'ken b'chidusha, etc., etc. All right, let's skip that. Why am I Shakatava Beit Yosef? Let's go to the third paragraph on the next page. Shelo ha-yaharam tzarich l'nho kem ba'al toriya mishum d'leta le'tu'u to the man. L'aniyat da'ati yesh l'daktek. The ma gora ha'al toriya mish'ar ma'aseg tera. What's the difference between this al toriya, which is something that's made out of a heavy dough, presumably, we'll change his mind in a minute, the v'kuli it le'tu'u to the nama, v'al toriya ein lo ha'tori to the marma. If spaghetti and macaroni and pasta are considered having surat apat, have the shape of bread, why don't these altarias have the shape of it? There's no law specifying that the shape of bread has to be kneaded into something that looks like a chal. If you made a bread out of a pyramid shape, it would also have the status of Tulita talking about a case where this bread was not made for the purpose of consumption at all. It was made to spoil and then use the moldy bread as part of the yogurt preparation. It's all covered with coal and dust and what have you, and it looks pretty disgusting. We have used the phrase of Turita Denama in the case of ordinary bread that's cooked. The fact that you cook the macaroni doesn't make it lose its status of bread. You don't require it to be baked. Of course, there's an alternative opinion which says that you actually have to bake bread. But according to Rabbi Natan's opinion, that you don't have to bake bread, what is the difference between this alitraria, whatever that is exactly, and other forms of pasta? V'yesh osim pshara demavushal v'mayim savri karash v'untugan v'shemen v'mahavat savri karben otam. Some try to compromise and say that there's a difference between frying this dough. What do you call heavy dough that's actually that's fried? Does that have a name? According to Rabbeinu Tam's position, macaroni and spaghetti that's cooked in water has the status of bread, and has the shape of bread. What's the difference, he's saying, noodles and macaroni? If they're both made out of dough and cooked.
So it's an even more precise question about the shape of bread, and that it's recognizable that it's made from flour.
And this is the normal way that you prepare this flour. So why should... He's asking if... Let's take for granted that this alitaria are some thin noodles. What should be the difference between noodles and spaghetti? On spaghetti, you have to make a mozi, says Rabbeinu Tam, and on noodles, you don't have to make a mozi, says Rabbeinu Tam. ואומנם הרב בית יוסף יפה העתיק בדין ההלכה שכן כתבו התוספות הראש והדיא, אלא שתלונתנו עליו שהעתיק לנו אותו לעז שכתב הראש ונתן לנו מקום לתות לפי מה שאנו קוראים הלטריה הוא מין אחר. Because what we call Altaria may be something else than the language that was used by Hirash. ואינו אותו מין שכתב הראש. והתאום לת בית תורית את הנעמה, ומה שאנו קוראים הלטריה יש פה תורית את הנעמה. So he's now claiming that what Tosfos and the Rush use for meaning of the word Alitria cannot mean precisely his current usage. Since we don't have either his usage or the Tosfos' usage precise, but I'm assuming that they're both types of rules. La'amod heitev al davar zeh natik divrei Tosfos ha-Rush v'ben yonah shekatut din zeh b'per keitzad mevarchim lechem asur l'chutok katav v'zal v'rmesis אף על גב, לחייבין וחלה, שהוא יישא מתחילה פטורים מברכת המוציא, ואין לו וכן אלה בורא מן המזרנות, ולכה הוא תירית את הנעמה, עד כאן. ומשמע מדבריהם שבתחילה הייתה העיסה אהבה, אלא שאחר כך לקחוה, להוכי כאמה שהיו עיסה מתחילה, משמע לי אחר כך הייתה בלילתה רכה, ולהוכי חייבין וחלה שכבר בוא העיסה לכבר חיוב, מתחילה שהייתה אהבה, ולאל מנית כמה יתוסוס, דניבלס ורוסלילוס, תחילתן עיסה מקונוקון, ain't so fun we cook. So he's giving the following answer to this problem. He is stating, and I just wanted to point out that he's raising this problem. His answer to the problem I don't think is probably unlikely, but his answer is that the difference between these little worms, what do you call it? Vermicelli, that Tosfos says is not a motzi, and macaroni and spaghetti is that the type of vermicelli that Tosfos was talking about, the type of noodles that Tosfos was talking about was you made the dough as ordinary dough and then you liquefied it a little bit. You converted it into a looser batter and then cooked it. I think that would probably be a hard thing to do.
Made the dough and then you poured more water?
That's what he's saying. Okay? All I'm pointing out to you is that this problem that we raised last week, I was not the only one that raised it, namely, what does Kurita Danama mean in that Tosfos? And this is one place where somebody else actually raised the question. I would assume that the answer that I gave last week is more acceptable to me, obviously, than this one. It's simply saying that they took the noodles and made looser. Do they process any kind of noodles that way? Do you know anything which is made out of regular dough and then is loosened up after the dough is kneaded before it's actually cooked? Is there some kind of thinner noodles? Are some noodles prepared out of a thinner dough than spaghetti itself? Okay. Well, it would be an interesting thing to find out. I'm assuming that the difference is in the nature of consumption rather than in the nature of production. He's assuming that the difference, the phrase turita danama, differentiates the two different means of production, namely that the vermicelli that he's talking about are made from a looser dough than macaroni and spaghetti, and therefore the vermicelli don't have the status of turita danama. That's difficult because they should just simply say that it's b'gulatan rakah rather than not having turita danama. My feeling is, unless you provide me with some evidence to the contrary, is that what Tosfos means by turita danama is that it's normally consumed as a pasta. In other words, the difference between noodles that you use as an auxiliary in the soup and macaroni or spaghetti that you use as the primary starch component in the meal is that one is used as a starch component in the meal and is accepted as that for that particular purpose, and therefore spaghetti or macaroni and pasta going to Rabbeinu Tam would be a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. But if you make some noodles for the soup, even if you scoop the noodles out of the soup and eat them separately, they still have the status of bread because they were never prepared for the purpose of being the principal component of a meal. Like, for example, barley-shaped things that are used. Some barley-shaped things are actually used as a pasta, right? I mean, you can make egg barley, which is served as a pasta, which, according to Rabbeinu Tam, would be a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. But if you're talking about droppings in the soup and something like that, then it might not have the surat alech. Okay, so that was one issue that we left unresolved last time. I just wanted to point out that this is that there are two possible ways of reading it. I prefer mine than the other. Now comes to a second question.
Let's go back to read the Gemara on my page 50. On the bottom of the page. Gufa. Rav Ushmuel the Amri Tarbayu. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshet haminim mevarchin alav gorei minei mezonot. Anything that has flour content, either wheat flour or barley flour, you make a gorei minei mezonot. V'yitmanami Rav Ushmuel the Amri Tarbayu kol shehu mechameshet haminim mevarchin alav gorei minei mezonot. So in one formulation of this phrase, it says anything that has a wheat content, and the other is anything that's made out of wheat. Utsricha. And the Gemara says you need both formulae. The I ashim inan kol shahu. Havi aminam yishim de ita ba'enei avalal yidei tavo vet lo. That's easy. If it all it said that anything that is pure wheat, or made pure wheat, then you'd think that it has only a wheat content, but not necessarily entirely wheat content, then you wouldn't make a bovay b'nei mezonot. Kamash malan kol shiyeshbo. V'i ashmi'inan kol shiyeshbo. If the formulation would have been anything that has some wheat content, hava amina kol shiyeshbo chameshet aminim in. Aval orez v'dochan lo mishum da'al yidei tarovet. That the reason is that these, if it's one of the chameshet haminim, that is various types of wheat or barley flour, then even if it's only a mixture, you'd still make a bovay minei mezonot. But on the other hand, if it is pure rice flour, let's assume that orez means rice and dochan means millet, if it's pure rice or pure millet, then you might also think that you'd make a bovay minei mezonot. The only thing that's being excluded is a rice mixture, right? And so that might give myself clear. If you make an item which has a 30, 40, 50% wheat content, then you make a bovay minei mezonot. And if it has a 30, 40, 50% rice content, you don't make a bovay minei mezonot. But suppose, in fact, it's 100% rice. Then you might think that you would make a bovay minei mezonot, that rice is excluded from bovay minei mezonot only if it occurs as an ingredient, but not if it occurs as the whole thing. So therefore, the Gemara has to tell us that even if you're eating pure rice, right, you nevertheless don't make a bovay minei mezonot. Aval orez v'dochan lo mishum dal yedei tarovet, aval ita ve'enei neymar afilo orez v'dochan nami mevarchin alav bovay minei mezonot kamash malan. So you need both statements, one to include a mixture of wheat and the other to exclude pure rice or pure millet. And now the Gemara attacks this, disagrees with this conclusion. V'atanya hebiu lefanav pat orez u'pat dochan mevarech alav chilat asof k'maaseh k'deira, that you make the same bracha that you would make on porridge. V'gabe maaseh k'deira tanya v'chilat mevarech alav gorei minei mezonot u'vol asof mevarech alav bracha achat me'en shalot on a porridge made of, say, wheat, cream of wheat, or something of this nature, you make a boy, meaning there's a note in advance, and a bochacha mi'enshalosh at the end. And similarly, it says for rice bread or for millet bread. So the Gemara answers, k'maaseh k'deira, v'lo k'maaseh k'deira. K'maaseh k'deira, v'morchina lo t'chila v'sof, v'lo k'maaseh k'deira, v'ilo maaseh k'deira, v'tchila boy, meaning there's a note, v'vasof bochacha mi'enshalosh, v'ilo hacha, v'tchila mevarecha lo sh'akol mi'e v'karo. So the Gemara is still saying that therefore you don't make a borei minei mezonot on rice or milk. Is it true that orez is not maaseh k'deira? The following are construed as maaseh k'deira. Chilka, taugis, solet, zariz, ve'arsan ba'orez. Various different forms of wheat grain that have been chopped into 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 portions, and also rice. All of these are construed as maaseh k'neirah, which would require a borei minei mezonot in advance. Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So this is a minority opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer orez min dadlan hu v'chayavin al kimutso karet v'yadam yotzei bo yidei chavato v'petzah. Aval Rabbanan lo. The majority opinion is that rice doesn't count as a grain in any fashion, and therefore it would not require borei minei mezonot in advance. Rabbanan lo, v'hatanya hakoseset achita mevarech ala borei pri hadama. If you chew on a wheat grain, you make a borei pri hadama. Tachana afa'al bishlo bizman shakusot kaimot b'chila mevarech ala mamotzi lechem in haaretz. Ulu v'sof mevarech ala hel shalosh brachot. Yimein hakusot kaimot b'chila mevarech ala borei minei mezonot ulu v'sof mevarech ala bracha achat mein shalosh. Hakoseset haorez mevarech ala borei pri hadama. So the Gemara is saying that on a rice pudding or on rice flakes, you would make a borei minei mezonot in advance. Whereas on whole rice, or maybe Rice Krispies, you'd make a borei pri hadama. But in any event, on ground up and processed rice, you'd make a borei minei mezonot. Mani, what does this statement agree with? Ilein Rav Yochanan ben Nuri he, the Amar Orez min Dagan he. If you're going to talk about Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's position, who considers rice entirely as a full-fledged grain, Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. If you made some rice bread, you should make a motzi lechem in haaretz. So shalosh barachot bo'edu, ela lav rabbanan mi. So therefore you must conclude that this statement that says that on rice pudding or on rice bread you make a borei minei mezonot is not going according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but rather the majority opinion of the Rabbanan. And therefore Rav and Shmuel's opinion is rejected, and therefore on rice pudding or on rice bread or on rice flakes you make the borei minei mezonot. Okay? That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So what is the conclusion of the Gemara?
And also the permission point.
The conclusion of the Gemara is that on rice in advance, you never make a motzi lechem in haaretz on rice, but you do make a borei minei mezonot on rice.
How is that?
Right.
How does that help? Now, it's
Rav
and Shmuel's statement.
Rav and Shmuel's statement is rejected. Right.
But,
and what's left is this statement that on rice pot orez you make a borei minei mezonot. That's what it says.
Yeah, but it says at the end,
Hakoseset haorez, mevarech ala borei pri adamot, tachno afa'o uvishlo, afal pish apusot kayamot, betchila mevarech ala borei minei mezonot. So if you make some rice bread, then even though you made wheat bread, you'd make a motzi lechem in haaretz. On rice bread, you'd make a borei minei mezonot. That's what it says. I didn't make it up.
But the end part, though, is...
So Rav and Shmuel are contradicting an explicit Tosefta, and therefore their opinion is rejected. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Yeah, the statement that on Orez you do not make a... So you're asking me, what about Dochan? That's your question. Rav and Shmuel said that on both Orez and Dochan you don't make a borei minei mezonot, and here you see that on Orez the Gemara's conclusion is that you do make a borei minei mezonot. So what happens to Dochan? On that there's a machlokas of the poskim. If you take a look at Tosfos, Tiyufta the Rav Shmuel, but Orez. Aval Adochen lo havi tiyufta. There's an explicit contradiction to Rav Shmuel's position as it applies to rice, but not as it applies to millet. V'yeshad havi hilchata kavatayu v'lo mevarchin le borei minei mezonot. So Tosus leaves that up in the air. If you make some porridge out of Dochen as opposed to making it out of Orez, then you may just make a boy, what quadruple do you make? Presumably, boy, three, I don't know if you're not going to, that's the normal way of processing. Alright?
But there's none in terms of our practice.
What do you mean?
Beforehand, great names don't look good, right?
Sure.
Afterwards.
Afterwards, we don't know.
That doesn't say that. Well, but presumably, if you don't go according to that,
the post that's
the
point
the Tosefta here. We're more apple of Roha Ahas, Mein Shalom.
Yeah, that's a compromise in the post. I want to concentrate on a separate problem. Just let's go to my page 65. This is the Tshuva of the Chatam Sofer, so it's relatively short, so we can read it from the beginning to end. And it's interesting. She'elato she'elat kacha migiyani, ve'nimut gimino, blah blah blah, al da'at patat hapshilin hanasin mikemach shel min kitneot ha'yadua hanikva kokorites. What is it?
Corn.
Kokorites, or the Turkish avites, corn. Maize, whatever you want. Our ordinary corn. Asher mamash ikau ephilat adam yoto amina al der hanav vi boi lemalato im levoret alav shakol ni ebitaro o lovet bri hadama veinav leno kach habito mabuan genevam so much if you live dog the way of person. Okay, so the question is, what do you make, what bracha do you make on cornbread? You make a corn muffin, whatever you call it, cornmeal bread, or corn flakes, for example. What kind of bracha do you make?
Mamalega.
What kind of bracha do you make? Okay. Omnam. So the question was, do I make a shakol or a boi kri hadam on corn flakes? Yeah. Not kokoritz is a, what word do you know, what language do you know that from? It's a Hungarian word? Turkish avites is the standard Yiddish word. Omnam pshita leila ma'alato. He's saying, your question was, do you make a shakol or do you make a bori kli adama when you're eating corn? Omnam pshita leila ma'alato, the aim of our kina lakorai minim is onot. Apal gav the mizen zayin tuba, rabbi gilin lekvos uga alav v'yirao v'mekom naod. Mikol makom shitele. You seem to take for granted that there's no chance that you're going to make a bavri mina in zonah on cornmeal. Even though this is the principal starch substance in your town. Ulachaura hadinimo. Presumably, at first blush, it would seem to me that you're correct. Darei katav benimukei talmidei Rabbi Yona, shememenu lukuchim dinei elu shebamagelim vam sifkat yubeis hanal, demaiti v'shem lachem chavuzat, ayin shom shei katav zel shanal, hinei lamadmu b'yirait hazu, she'orez v'dochan dino shode, v'al shneihem v'horek tchila b'orei minei mezono, kemo al ma'asei k'deira, she'arei abrait hazu v'ashneihem. V'edinami lechol davar she'aklo l'mezan k'po ha'panik zu. That's Hula Dad Rashi Dochan, it's a form of Mulet. So whereas Tosfos left this issue of whether on Dochan is equal to Orez in question, Rabbeinu Talmidim and Rabbeinu Yonah seem to take it for granted that just like you make a Borei Minei Mezonot on Orez, you equally want to make it on Dochan. Nubuah Mivarav, Shedochan V'chol Kiyotze Bo Mizan Zayin Kmo HaOrez. That they are just as filling as important food substances as rice. We reject this opinion of the Talmidei Rabbeinu, depending upon whether it's flour or whole grain. ובחידושי ביארתי טעם הדבר לכן ידעתי, זה לא בהזנה או קביעת סעודת הלים לאותם, דברבורי מיני מסמאות, אלא צריך שיהיה לו חשיבות לחם וחיוב חלב חימוץ. That it has to have the possibility of rising and have the status of akashat kala, etc. V'ayin tosot eivin. V'chol hani mini let lulu hak chashivat mashen kein ores betnangem matitim da kala ha'osa isa min hakikeh u'min ha'ores im yesh v'tam dagan chayav v'chala v'chayavin al tumitzol kare. V'mafarish v'yushalmi atam mishlam kitim gorin ha'ores la'asot lechem chametz. That on a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour, it is considered as a possibility of becoming chametz, and it will be a few kalah. When the hidulo kaimalan pure, even though we don't take the minority position that pure rice can turn into chametz, mikamakom al yidei parovet itin mikametz machmitz. Machametz. That the mixture of wheat flour in the rice flour will cause it to rise. ודווקא אורז יש להם טבע זו ולא שאר מיני קטיון. I mean, of course, it's all dependent on the gluten content, so I'm not clear why this does not apply to other forms of flour. ואריך בשיטה זו הראש בשם רמב"ן, סוף יוכל קלה, ורמז לה מגן אברהם, סימן לשפט, סימן כפיבה. וכן משמע סתימת דעת המחבר, סימן ג' ספט. ויאף שם מגן אברהם כתב שם לחומו שלא יצא ידי חוות מצה אלא ושיש לו כזית ידי אדי הפת אין שם מי requires that at least be that amount of beef flour לעניין זה ודאי לאו דווקא אורז אלא כל המינים שווים וכשמשמע שתשת כולן הצגה אבל לא כאור המשמע לדעת המחב הקרבן הנעל במשמע שסטילן עם ירושלמי דווקא אורז ומשום גרירו ולא בואי כדי אכיל הפרט החיטים גרועין האורז לעשות להם לחם חמור גמור because you have a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour that has the status of wheat flour. Mahashta yeshlo, makevan sheyeshla orez koa kimutz kol shehu, sheilu hayu marvin kitin hayahu atzmo mechameitz v'nase lechem mishum hachi, gam shehu b'fnei atzmo roi dover kol avoy v'nei mezonot. Ma she'en ken she'ar mini, she'afilu zayni v'kogin suda alehem kevan she'b'shum open enam ba'im lidei kimutz, ein levokin alehem boi v'nei mezonot, אם כן, אין לספק אלא אם רוקן על הפת ותבשיל עשוי מקמח של פפש ונבית שהכל נברו או בואי פרי הדם. So he's first of all introducing the possibility, he'll change his mind a bit later, he's introducing the possibility that the issue that differentiates between rice and other forms of flour has to do with its capability of rising. But somehow or other, for a reason that he hasn't explained to us, the boei, the name of zonot, is attached to the issue of whether the thing can eventually become chametz. And that's not the literal meaning of the word, and we'll see what he has to say about it later. But he says, let's take as a hypothesis that we do decide that the halacha is that on rice you do make a boei, the name of zonot, and on dochan you don't make a boei, the name of zonot. If that's the case, the issue might be because of whether it can rise or not, and that's something special about rice. He seems to be convinced that corn flour doesn't have this property. I don't know whether he did any experiment with this effect, but assuming that corn flour doesn't have the similar property that rice has, it certainly wasn't mentioned in the Gemara, that's for sure. Only rice has boemi names are not extended to it. Omer ani, im ein kan safeg elazeh, if this is the only question, whether you make a shakol near b'dvaro on a corn muffin, or a borei tri hadama on a corn muffin, pashut li yoter mibeir b'kuchko d'berchato shakol near b'dvaro. I'm convinced that the bracha should be a shakol. La'arei mevuah b'shas d'brachot, d'havi boi l'meim ha'afilu b'pat orez, v'dolchen shakol near b'dvaro. ונהי ולא קיימלן כבתי באורז, פחיינו מכאן גבירה שכתב לי אל, וכל מקום בדוחן קיימלן כבתי, ופשיטה, ונהי תקר, פחייני תקר כשבית, לא עדיף עם מאורז. This corn meal is no better than rice, שיש כמה מדינות גדולות באי הים, there are many major countries in the Far East, שכל מאכלם פת אורז, that their entire they subsist entirely on rice. ויוכי איתה בפסחים ונאלף, כאשר שמענו ונדם, אפילו הכי, אילב דגרירי, having מברכן על השקול נהיה בדברו, not the fact that the rice would rise, but he would make a שקול, וסתם את התלמוד עד הברכות, לא מביא ספיר עלי את התאים ודברי המברכי, אני אמת שאני And kol shekein ani tirkei shavai, certainly cornmeal. Even though they're improved by being processed. Since this is that old question that we discussed earlier, that the fruit is no longer identifiable because it's processed into a flour. Is that time? What then? We don't show up on it. Ela shekatav otam acher v'zalishenov v'yeshalom amafnei shahana atova achilato kol hashana pishu pri v'yachshav yatzam mitarat pri v'ein derech hanatov kach. Normally, you don't take peas and grind them up into pea flour. That's not the normal way of consumption. And therefore, if you make some flour out of peas and break them and bake it, for example, you will only make a shakol. Ufichach goram ibracha shalom al tam shana. Va'atam zeh ha-sheni lafinatati tzarich rabo. Nilav ha-fikim.